course.
Yeah, finish. Cheers, mate. I'm just wondering, when was that moment that you knew this is what you wanted to do? Because I know you've been singing for quite a while, but when was that moment in your mind that you were like, you know, this is what I'm going to do, and I'm going to kick anyone in the balls that gets in my way?
When I first got introduced to Van Halen by my brother, he turned me on to Van Halen 1, he played me Eruption, and then I looked at the album cover and I saw the guys on there, and I always wanted to do what they were doing, and then he turned me on to the Scorpions. I was like, these guys fucking rock. I love this shit. And he turned me on to AC/DC, which I loved, and Deep Purple and Black Sabbath, like, all at the same time. It was like a two-month period of just fucking, like, I was like maybe 11 or 12 or so. And my brother was in a band, but they didn't have a singer. And I was like, fuck, I know I can do this. I want to be a singer. But he never let me sing with his band, and they ended up breaking up because they sucked. But if you would have let me sing, dude, you never know what would happen.
That's it. Awesome, man. Cheers, mate. You're a dead set legend. I really appreciate you making the time to have a chat with me. Before we go, do you mind just picking a track off Lower the Bar? And is there anything you'd like to say to the fans about your upcoming shows?
Let's see. Lower the Bar. Wrong Side of the Tracks out in Beverly Hills. I like to pick that song.
Awesome.
And I'd just like to say to everybody out there that buys tickets to our shows and supports Steel Panther, we fucking love you and thank you. Because without you guys, we wouldn't have such a great fucking time coming to Australia. So thank you.